holding my sim and kufs out of K. Let's think about chaburis eating a different makarmis if they're mitzarev together for a zimun. So my book in this Indian, we have a mission that Nun Amun Aleph brings down that we have chaburis that mitzosin wearing the elus elu mitzarev to the minion. They want to get the idea of seeing each other. The Gemara that Nun Amun Beis brings down a brisa, the sugya of shamish. Another way to mitzarev two different chaburis, if you have a waiter bring two chaburis together. So two in Yonim in the Bavli, one is seeing, one's a shamish. To explain first each one. First thing, it says a case of sing. What does sing mean? Example, let's say I have a glass door. Well, I made it once by mitzvah. I had it by my parents' house. And they have a porch, and they have an inside. And they have a massive glass door. So some people were inside, some people were outside. Is that nichlan together of sing? So there is a Pesach Advira a few years ago, gets involved with numerous sugyas. One again, Tavdolo, when you have a nair over there, or a marah with a glass over it. The second sugya gets involved with soya. That's covered with hashishas over here. A third sugya gets involved with birch saraya. Get these things through a case of a glass. A fourth sugya going to get mitzav to a minion. And also discusses our sugya over here. The kids at the end, he says, in most cases, he wants to tie this nichlan get a vriya. True, there's a glass there, but glass, everyone knows, is see through. They see right through it. Therefore, it's mitzav the sugya of zimun, who would determine in other cases. And Besson is before Shemesh Nebuah and Simon Hay, Negeta Minyon. He sends you to Simon Kuv Tzadik Hay over here. He says, Negeta glass, that's Nichol Negeta of Rio. Hagam the Kavach Chaim over here brings down the Pesach Advir, and he wants to argue with Mechosh and Negeta Zimon with Shem Hashem. My son of the Olam seems to go very clearly, like this, Shemesh Nebuah, Pesach Advir, that Rio means even through a case of glass.
You see clearly?
No, you see.
You have like a lattice work. You see people there.
So I don't think this would count. I don't think this is real. That's
because you can't see through, but.
If a person very close by. That I'm not sure. I mean, maybe. Not sure. We'll maybe get another case. Another case he discussed is what about mirror? Mirror, you certainly see everything also. That mice has a pesach advir. You're not seeing the person, you're seeing a reflection. Therefore, it says the place is the chemed kavachayim. That's certainly not nichlan get of real. Like how we know the 100% there, you guarantee they're there. That's not nichlan get of real. They do discuss. Let's say you have a mechitza with holes and slats inside. That means beikir from the case over here of when you have a mechitza in the gap from men to women, there are slats that can see through, but you don't really see the whole diet through over there. So come along the Chaim Pelagi and he's discussed it, he's in Mustapik. The Maisa, the Eshel of Rum over here, Madura Bastor on the Simon, and Nine Fish and Shuva says that's not Nichol Negeta being Mustapik, it's one Zimun together. Agam, you might see, again, parts of a person, but as if you're not seeing it together, and you're not seeing the whole person, that's not Mustapik one to another, that's not Nichol Negeta Riyah. That means Negeta Chasnas, where you have a good Mechitz over there, the Chura, that Riyah won't be Nichol Negeta Riyah when you have the small slats over there. Now, Rashi says, discussing the idea of Re'iyah, the words of the Mishnah are very clear. Roin Elu as Elu. That means these are seeing these, but not say back, but Elu as Elu, and these are seeing these. Therefore, says Rashi, since it says it one way, that means I can see you, your back, but your back, if you never turn around, that's fine. As long as I see you, that's enough. You don't have to see me. So, make the Mishnah one way in life is enough. That's Nichol Negeta of Re'iyah. Yeah, one-way mirror might be also a negeta shamish. Again, that's a rice over here, a base, a case of a waiter. So what's together? So first, they discuss, there's a person we see in Dachim, hey, a shamish is someone who eats with you and mitzarev to a zimun. Oh, wait, did the shamish have to eat with you? No, stami serving, is that enough? So the mice, again, there is a bachach over here on the simon. He goes back and forth. Mistapik at the end, it sounds like different rice over here. However, the shabua brings on the grass. And says, even though you did not eat the shamash, still it'll make the groups be mitzarev together. That means even though the shamash has no chiyuv zimun, but the groups, the mice, they can mitzarev together, and since you're serving each one, it makes it into one group over here. Building upon this, once you're saying over here, the shamash has no chiyuv zimun, they discuss other cases, other people have no way to mitzarev to the zimun. What's the halacha negate in Isha? She's serving over here. Two different groups over here, she just sneers, no problem. So the question is that Nichol Negeta, that she's a Mishamish and make the two groups together? So the Bin Shloimo as a Shuvin Chalif Beis and discusses what's the said over here of the case of a Shamish being putting the two groups together. Because of Hakiro, is the said over here as if way Elu is Elu, even though they're two separate rooms or two different places, Ki Elu Elu is Elu? So here also, is putting two together. Kilu roi seilu. If the seidel here is nichel together of roi to mitzdarif, the maaser making it one chabura over here. The maaser, she's not part of this chabura. She can't come part of the zimun over here. And if we end up with the tzarachin, what to go do? The maaser again, eishal avam over here, and Mishlam Zalman come two different reasons why by isha to be a shamish can make into one group. The way how the eishal avam says is beetsam women have a chiyuv zimun. We get the halacha b'ezras Hashem. Women have a chiyuv zimun except mitzad sneis. They will not make a zimun over here. So therefore, since they have a chiyuv zimun beetsam, they can make a zimun together with men, not mitzad sneis. The Rebbe Shlomo Zalman says over, we have a right in the case of shamish that even though they're not eating over here, still they can make a tziruf over here. Since over here they have no chiyuv zimun, they can still make a tziruf. But the both maasim say that noshim you can make a tziruf negate a zimun. The Gam the Piskei Teshuva says to me, "Chayshish la'achmer, the Bnei Shlom negate to the Shem Hashem." The meaning between the two reasons is negate when the shamish is a waiter is a guy, which is very common. Come on, the Eishel Avraham says, "Bishlam by Noshim, they can and have a chiyuv zimun, but a guy that has no chiyuv the zimun, therefore comes out says Eishel Avraham, the shamish should not be mitzaref to groups. A chiddush, latam of waiters, that's a guy. Eishel Avraham says not mitzaref." Shlomo Zalman says, no, they said over here is why. We do not need them to be chelik of the Zimon. Like, they don't have to eat over here. So Shlomo Zalman and Dain Fisher, they can be mitzaref the two groups over here. So the Piskei Teshuva, what to do? Timachma, mitzaref Shem Hashem. So there is an afkmina what the lum does. How far do you take this Yisrael of the Mishabrua? They don't eat over here. How is it working exactly? Is it Daf Yisrael? They're taking a case of an Isha, take a case of a Goy, and also discuss taking a case of a cotton. That time you have waiters, kids are waiters. Same thing, according to Shlomo Zalman, Dan Fisher, a guy that started the two, who didn't have cotton. According to the Eishel Avraham, my son's no Chiyuv Zimun over here. Piskei Teshuva says, we machin mitzad us to give Shem Hashem, Elokeinu over here. Mechal Shabbos, if they're mumal, it depends, lahachos, lote ovoin, if they, yeah, that'd be a good question, how, what level they are. Now, Shlomo Zalman discusses when a person is a shamish and he serves everybody. Let's say he's made to serve certain people and not everybody. Does that be mitzvah for groups over here? Because in general, it's not that way. But sometimes you might have, if you pay a little bit more, he'll serve a couple of people. So not everybody. So is that nichol? He's mistapping Shlomo Zalman, that nichol together of the idea of a shamish over here. Boy, the Piskei Teshuva brings down 2 points over here. One, he said, the get to shamish means when he's serving you while you're eating. Let's say he serves, he sets the table up beforehand, or cleans up afterwards, there's nothing to do with you, that's not in the list. You give shamish over here. That's number one. Number two, he wants to tie into the whole idea is we put you two together. When you're sitting here, he's serving you, you're sitting here, serving you. But let's say he has a shulchan merkazi, there's a buffet, and he's taking from the buffet over there, putting it out over there, that's also not being shamish to the people over here. He wants to tie into a vala, that's not nichel nisod of a shamish over here.
Shamish has to eat?
No, again, Meshavua says he does not have to eat. According to the Graz, he does not have to eat. So fine, so we went through 2 things that the Bavli brings down. Number one, the sugya of here of Royin, the Geder, and number two, the sugya of Shamish. Now come on, the Shami is Moisif, 2 more points, he goes on further, and says first, the Shami of Zeres says, a case of Shnei Batim. Lav Dafka, 1 house, even 2 Batim. And then afterwards, he brings down the Shami, Dafka Adas, they were Nichnas, to Mitzav together. So now we really have to explain each one over here. What's the Geder Shnei Batim? What does that mean? Why is it so? And what's the Geder of Aldas? So first idea in the Geder Shnei Batim is brought down Birkin by the Shoyin in places very clear on the page on the floor. I assume that's on the base. And the Rosh and the Torah, they bring down the idea of Lav Dafka, 1 house, even 2 houses. Now it's clear from newest figures in Shas, when it says 2 houses, it means also 2 rooms. It's the same Yisoyin. And therefore Dain Fisher speaks it out clearly and says, as Zimun Kilchus of the Istim, 2 rooms and 2 houses are the same concept. We'll have the same clone over here and they get to what the loch is. Now, the question is, when you read the Yishami, he brings down Zeres as Shnei Batim. Then says the B'yechnon, V'heim sh'nichzu b'shoh rishona al-manaskein. It says one after another. So first, what's the definition of al-manaskein? There were nichnas. So the way how the grass speaks out, brought down by the Sfar, that there are 2 groups over here. The first group walked in and sat down. The second group walked in, 2 rooms, the same room, sat down. The second group had das. Does the first group now have to have das? So the graz, it means both have to have das. I mean, the second group walks in, now the first group has das on the first group has das for the second group, that's mitzaref. If I have das mitzaref with you, you don't have das mitzaref with me, we're still 2 separate groups. I have nothing to do with you. You want to be part of me, but you're not part of the group together. You can argue the point, but myself, that's what God says, the swarming down. Now, this idea of Al-Daskein, again, Be'ikdushan go this way, again, they point out, it's not in the Rambam, and the Ritva seems to clearly argue this, you saw it over here. Well, Alokha Maisa, we go with Alokha, Lab Dafka, one house, even two houses, you can argue, say, the Bavli argued the Yishalmi. The Bavli says only one bias. Kemun Taisus, and the Yishalmi, yeah, the Bavli says who did two Batim, it's not in the Bavli, only Yishalmi, we pass like this. Now, once you have this case over here of the Alokha of two houses, you have to realize clearly that two, the Yishalmi is most of two things. Number one, two houses. And the next line afterwards, who didn't Shnichnas Mishor Yishana Al Daskein? It says, Shnichnas Mishor Yishana Al Daskein. What is that going back on? Is it going back only on the statement of Zerah of two houses? Or going back in the Mishnah's case of even one house? That's just one of the shailas over here. I mean, it's coming the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef, it brings down, just my colleagues over here, that they want, it brings down the Rashba. The Rashba said this Yishalmi is going back even on the Mishnah. Even on one house, you have two different groups saying three over here, three over there. You want to put the two together. It's Dafka Nichnisu, Mishor Rishona Al Daskein, is going even in the case of one house. Atzal HaSheni, the Dakim Moshe, brings down the Ur Zeruah. It says not the way. It's a Hemtuch of the Yishalmi. And therefore, when you get to one house, you do not need Al Daskein. Mashenkin, only two houses or two rooms, then you need Al Daskein. That means the Machlokes, where is Yisham going back on? Is it the Hemshech of the Sugyo, two houses? We're going back even in the case of the Mishnah. Now, the Achronim, when they discuss it, they really start from the Beis Yosef. He has a kasha on the Torah. The Torah says, basically, this idea, you have to be Nichnas Al Daskein. Already in Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, the Torah Paskin, in Sif Beis, the Mechav brings down the Rosh in the Torah. When is the Halacha of Zimun to Mitzar form with another? The Ben Yonah says you have to have the Tziruch when he started eating. The way how the Torah passed him like the Rosh, even when he ended off eating, there's enough of a Tziruch. If so, effective Beis Yosef, sure, let's say you're not Nichtas Al Daskein, but the Maisi ended off together. He ended it together. Bishlam, you can tell me the Ben Yonah, fine, Bishlam, he'll go in the beginning. He was not beginning, it's one after another, you need Al Daskein. But according to the Rosh, we did not need the beginning, even the end's enough. Why need a daskein for? The chort is still kuf tzadik gimel. What we're saying over here, kuf tzadik hay. Come on, the Beis Yosef has two teretz. One teretz he wants saying kuf tzadik gimel discussing a case where there is one chabura sitting next to each other. That's the situation. And then the Rosh says even at the end, they're eating together. That's enough. Mashenkin over here discussing two separate chaburas, three over here, three over here. Or this the nafkamina is talking about two houses or one houses. In one house, that's the Lachal and Kuf Tzadik Gimel, you don't need a daskein. In two houses, you need a daskein. To answer this theorem, in the end of the Beis Yosef, that's Pshat in the Yishalmi, where is it near the Yishalmi? The Hemshech, that's Pashu what he means. Gets one line after another, two houses, then Al Daskein. So we have over here that one Mahalach, or two Mahalach in the Beis Yosef, and the Ikke Mahalach says Beis Yosef, is he Yisrael Echil between two houses and one house. Come along with Taz, and he goes with the Mahalach of the Bach Bakert. He wants to disagree with the Beis Yosef. He wants a time the chilik over here is whether you sing together or sing two separate places. Are you one chaburah? They sing together or no, two different pinas over here. That means the Taz practicing like the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, and the halacha of daskein is even in one room. That's first had a stamp shot in the Torah, and the Rosh is machlokes Beis Yosef versus the Taz. Again, it comes out nafkamina, do you need the aside a daskein only even by one house or dafk by two houses? So it comes out, Lemaisa, again, to read the page over here. The Taz went like the Bach, among the Rishonim, and he paskins the halacha is that a person, even in one house, needs Al Daskein, like the Rashba. And therefore, it's still a Pino, needs Al Daskein. And that's how the Mogavim Lemaisa brings down halacha Lemaisa. The Graz, the Baruch HaShulchan, the kids, they pass like this. Atzad HaSheni, the Mechaber is not clear. But the Beis Yosef ends off, the halacha is the Chei Nira, Shani Shami. Now, the whole idea of Al Daskein is Dafk in two houses. Now, there's always a mavucha. What do you do with a Beis Yosef that says one thing? In one time, that's pshat in the Torah and the Rosh, and yet in the Mechaber, he goes back to the Losh in the Torah. That means he has a Torah, he has a Kasha, he wants to say a Doichik pshat in the Torah. What's the Loch over here? For myself, the Bach, the Mung Avram, they sound like you, it's Chayzer. Mash Enkin the Taz says, no, once he said it reading the Beis Yosef, this is what the Torah means, this is what I mean. That means there's a Shiloh, what is Avona in the Mechaber over here? That means the Taz wants to stand, everyone knows the Beis Yosef is a Pirish of the Mechaber, The Mechaber is a cliff notes, and the Beis Yosef is a pirush on the Mechaber. And the Taz understanding, just like he said, Pshat in the Torah, I mean the chil between one room and two rooms. He also chil between one room and two rooms, or one room and one house and two houses over here. Void. The Dakim Moshe also look for the same baya. Dakim Moshe says ik is the Erzeruah before it's not away in the Erzeruah. And then over here, Dakim Moshe was Sosan. So there they want to tie it even better. Dakim Moshe will never argue the Ramak against the Mechaber unless clearly the Mechaber is picking one side. Here, there are two ways to read the Mechaber. Therefore, the Dakim Moshe is passing this aloha is dafka in the situation of two houses, not one house. So again, if you go like the Taz, we have a Mechaber, the Paskin, dafka in two houses. We have a Dakim Moshe passing this way. El Maisa is clear, Levush won this way, and the Pisho, and the Nachla Tzvi, and the Makar Chaim, El Yerapo, and the Goyin, the Chayodim, Shuas Yaakov, and Arshalom, the words of Mishmu, and the Big Zan, Salma Kleish, so here, he says, V'chein Das Harba Achorinim. I mean, the Gami wants to tie in the Stimus of the Mechaber, is that it would seem to be Chayish with one of the Beis Yosef. Maisa Harba Achorinim is saying that the whole Loch of Al-Daskin is Dafk in two houses, not in one house. Nafkamino, Rick, Thasik, and Yeshiva. You have three guys sitting over here, three guys sitting over here. Can you make a zeman together? So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's not a das king, neither one a das one for another, according to the Mishnah Berurah, go ahead, make a zeman. Now, is it that you have to make a zeman, or you can make a zeman? Which one is it? So come along to the Mishnah Berurah, and it quotes Yeshua's Yaakov and Abach, and his words are, upashit, im yirtzu, if they want. That means you don't have to. Mice, if they want, they can make a zeman. They can. They don't have to. What? We'll get to that. The Maiso, you have to realize what he's saying over here, that only if you want. The Taz comes along and says that you have to realize we have a kasha from the Ramon, Kutsal Gimel Sabez. And you have to realize the kasha from the Machaber, Kutsal Gimel Sabez, and also kasha from the Ramon. The Ramon over there says, he brings down the Beis Yosef, the Matsasi Kosov, that says over there that we have one-on-one. If you want, the Maiso, you can't make a Zeman together. If you want, you can. Maisa, there's no kolam over there. There's no das, there's no riyah, there's no shamish. It says one on one, you can't make a zimun. So what's the loch over here? What's going on over here? Towards the stira. So Maisa is very good. The Magavram argues in that aloha. It goes like the Magavram. They point out two passes like that, Ram over there. The Taz over here. The Bach over here. They is kashur. And they're passing that one on one on one has the right to make a zimun. Not like the Magavram over there. If so, what's the chilkin, one versus the other? Says the Taz, the Chilik is. Over there, if you want, you can't make a Zeman. Over here, you have a Chiv to make a Zeman. That means, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says, Aloch over here, in years, if you want, Bach Yeshua Yaakov. The Chura, what? The Shartin says that.
Poshut,
right. Bach Yeshua Yaakov, Poshut. You have to realize, it's Poshut to look at Taz. The Taz says over here, the Chiv is able to answer the stereo of the Ramah over here. So again, you have to realize what the Mishmur did over here. That means you have to realize first, number one, there's a Kasha over here versus Simon Kufstan and Gimel Sabez over here. Why the Mechaber over there says, Stami come later on, you end off together. The Loch is a person can make a Zimah, the Rosh. That we have two ways of answering, either Chilik two Chaburas or one Chabur, Chilik two houses or one house. The Mishmur went with a Chilik of two houses versus one house. A second question you have is the Ramah over there that says, if Yerzeh can make a Zimah. Over here, El Maestro, it says Dafka with the Klalim, what happened to the Klalim earlier? That either you can say like the Taz is a Chiv to make a Zeman, or go like the Mishibu L'chur, we don't pass like them over there. Hey, Chanami. Who is the third Kasha with some Kuf Tzad Gimel? Over there in Sefei, it says you have a case of three, three, and three, and one person left from each group, and the three people got together. The Gemara's third Teretz of Dafka Numan Aleph, the Gemara there says you can make a Zeman these three over here. Now, they do not see each other. They have no das. There was no shamish over here. And yet, come along the Gemara, says you have a chiyuv to make a zeman together. L'chor, how in the world did you go do that? L'chor, where are the klum to make a zeman? I have nothing to do with you. You have nothing to do with me. So, the Chadash speaks out to answer this, that Echnami, the fact that you have three and three, and they came together, still Mishpura says you need a klum. But over here, since each one of us have our own chiyuv, there's a group of three, I had a chiyuv. A group of three, each one had their own chiyuv. Three had a chiyuv. We got together, so now we're forced to be mistaf one with another, because each one of us has a chiyuv. The fact that we have a chiyuv, that forces us to make it serious over here. Again, we're not making it together, we got it from somewhere else, and each one has a chiyuv. It's a new idea, a new concept to make a chiyuv over here. A chiddush. There's no das, there's no shamash, there's no nothing.
But since each one by ourselves have a chiyuv, we got together with Maestro, we're going to come along to bench together mitzvah zim and shavoy.
Then over here is
no, Mishmur go three. No, Mishmur does not go that way. I'll say that for three.
No.
If it's three and three, but I can mekayim my chiv somewhere else, that'll be the klal over here. But here I have a chiv and I cannot be mekayim it somewhere else. I'm forced to. I'm stuck. I won't need the klal. That means over here, the Mishmur's paskas, this case over here is three and three also. But the, over here, but I might say, if I don't have the club, so you bench here, you bench here. I'm a kam achiv here, I'm a kam achiv there.
But
three, we all left, we all, and after a new group got together, each one has a chiv. What to go do? We're stuck.
Is it a video?
We're stuck, case forces a chiv. Forces at zero. Yes. Now, this halach over here, we're saying that we're making a zeman with these klalim of either das or shamish. So again, another shalom among the achronim is: are we coming to make the chalais zeman, or we already have a situation where there is a case of zeman? That means make it very simple. You have three over here and three over here. Is that their kimto? Well, let's say you have two over here and one over here. Is that their kimto? What's the kimto? We have a right to even make a chalais, or no dafka where there already is a case of zeman. So again, the Bialocha discusses this question. He points out Lechoyt Mach Lake Yushainen. He brings out the Ramban. He wants to change the Gish to Ramban, Yesh Lodin. He wants a Taino that makes a Chalis to the case of a Zimun, toward one of my sets enough. And therefore, the Mishmur brings down the four Shurajba in Chedushim, and the Kivega brings down the four Shurajba in Shuva that way. And they want Taino that it even can make a case of Chalis.
Isn't that the Ramban?
No, so again, you have to answer either we can argue in the Ramban over there. When the Taz says chiluk between chiyum versus
the second sheet in the Gra is the Gra, and the Gra is the one that holds like the second time that you don't need.
So maybe let's get to the stardom, the second stardom, and then we'll see what you ask. Again, we already asked on the Ramah, we answered the Ramah. We want to go back to that. Well, let's first finish this chiluk. Now, okay, so we have one malach over here. We have this Ramban and the Rashba that seem to be saying again, the Ramban, the Gista, that the Mishmur wants to change. That he wants a taina, they can even make a chalais. I said a sheni, the bialocha brings down the ra'ah, and of course you rich for that way, and it brings down a rashbat, says the bialocha. So the idea over here is dafka when you have three and three. Person has no right to make a chi of zimun over here. Yet only in a case where the many is a zimun, then when you have a shamish, or you have das, then you even start after two groups up. But otherwise, to make it together, it won't work. The maiso had the paskin over here. So again, you have to realize. We'll go back with the Taz. Taz has a kashya over here again. Kufsar Gimel to Beis the Ramah. But he says over there, if one can make a zimun, Masha Enkein over here, what's happening? So he wants to come to the case of Chiyev versus Rishus. That means he's understanding that our case over here is even to make a chalais of zimun. That means his whole kashya is based upon the assumption you have a right to make a Chiyev zimun. Otherwise, he has no kashya the Ramah. They point out that Taz is saying over here that it's been staffed to make the Chiyuv Zimun. And therefore, we look at the Chayodom and the Tveres Yisrael and the Ben Ishchai, go this way. And therefore, there is a Dain Weiss and Shuva discussing it with the Yeshiva, Yeshiv Milismoich Avada on this Alocha, like the Taz, and Lahoris Nosson says that's a minik to make a Chiyuv Zimun, like the Amban and the Rashba. At Sada Sheni, there's a Goin in the Mishnayis brought down over here in the Bialocha. The Mishnah is Yaakov, and they want Taino two different rayas from the Mishnah, not the way. The great raya is that the Mishnah over there says, "In one elu what's halacha can start to make a zimun. From lav elu, if you cannot see why elu is elu, then mizam laatzman make their own zimun." That means that each group has to be by itself. The Mishnah being very clear says the going, "Then lav they do not see each other." Then he says, "You can make your own zimun." So that means each group has a zimun by itself. That's one. That's the Goyin's Raya. The Mishkanos Yaakov's Raya wants a Taino. It says the words Chaburas, Chaburas. Chaburas means three people. If you want Taino, means Dav Kesa three. And therefore, the Bialocha, he brings down the Rashbash, and there's Goyin over here, and he seems to paskin that the person cannot make a Chalais. Locha Dav Kesa three and three. And therefore, Bismanazah, the Yashu goes this way, they bring down, and the Shtoma goes this way, and Shuva, Zimun Kilchasa. That means the machlokes among the Gdala Echoinim, the machlokes among the Malakim of Paiskim is Manazeh. What is the correct anhogo of what to go do over here? Is a locha dafka in the case we have three and three? Or in the case of two and one commit staff together? you have to realize this halacha according to Mishnah Berurah is only in the case of Ratzah, if you want to. There's no chiyuv to go do it. Therefore, if you have a suffix, usually, especially by Shem, you get Shem Hashem, Maisa, there's certainly a small watch being made, Shabbat HaIsel, not to go do it. Now, this halacha, again, Mishnah is causing by the case of 2 and 1, and Beiki wants to be Machman, say a case of 3 and 3. What's the halacha in the case over here of, let's say, you have a group of 5, and then a group of 6, and the one mitzvah is say Shem Hashem over here? Is that going to be the same machlekes, or no, it's going to be different over here? So again, the bialocha, Yibigzan, the Rashbash, is clear that just like to be machmer in the case of to make chalais of 3 will not work, to make a chalais of 10 also will not work. They point out, certainly go to Mahalach the Mabit, the Kiryat Sefer brought down with Achrayim, that he wants to machal 10 is a Din D'Oraisa, and 3 is a case of Rabbanan. Well, certainly a person should be machmer in 10 and not make a chalais over here. If you not go this way, also go whether the Mishnah Berurah says always Rabbanan or Chadish always D'Oraisa over here. Still, the Maisa, the idea of saying Elokeinu is a Derech Chiyuv, the words of Pim Godom had by the case we don't want to say Baruch Elokeinu, the Gedi of Shachanu Mishalai. So we see it's more of a stronger mile over here. You say by the case of Elokeinu also be the same thing to be Machmer, not to Mitzarev one with another. Atzad Hasheni, the Goyin that we said that he wants to say you cannot make Chalais into a Sefes Meisarav, they're being done right now. He says very clearly, this whole Talach I'm saying to be Machmer during the Mishnah is only in the Gear to 3. But in the Gear to 10, a person can Mitzarev one together with another. You can do it. So there's a Shailabiyah. What's the loch in the Gair to 10? That means you have the Rashbash brought down by the halacha that even by 10 it cannot be Mitzarev. How far to take that? The Mishrai Dimlitsky, he has a sefer on Sheva Brachas. And he wants to tell you that this halacha, this Rashbash be halacha, that's come out, everyone goes this way. That even those who want to argue by 3, by 10, everyone agrees to it. Everyone agrees to it. That's the halacha over here. And therefore he says, the Gair to Sheva Brachas, what happens? Well, how many people are sitting in the Chosin table? How many people are sitting in both tables? He says, you have a baya by chasnas, you have 7, 8, 9, to mitzarev for everybody. You get to the others for a while, maybe yes. What kind of, where's the lekenu? How can you bench that way? He says, a fellow with the oil is doing. We'll get to another reason, I said, we'll get to another reason, but his time will not agree with your time. But mitzarev, this sugi over here, to apply mitzarev, our sugi, he said, by Sherebach, which goes on the fellow. The chore, he wants taina by 10, even agrees to the salafah. Therefore, to argue on it, the one's time of course, that's the yachid. Therefore, where's the 10 to get to by Sheva Brachas? As Al Hashani, again, the going is very clear and says by 3, not to Mitzarev. Having by 10, you can't put the two groups together. And the same with the Torah, Tazimun, one time the Rashbash says by 10, he's the yachid over here. And everyone agrees, forget by 10, you can't put it together. So we have, everyone agrees to something. The question is, which way? Everyone agrees by 10 does not work, that's Shai Dabliski. Or 10, everyone agrees it does work, says the same with Torah, Tazimun. One askmina might be a situation to get to a chosin, which you get to let us borrow water machalik. Might be by case of a chasno. You could say, anyway, the whole idea of putting the two groups together is only according to Mishabur in Ruach, so if you want. Shalom negate to Shem Shemam Vatolo. The Rashbash does say clearly the halach by 3 applies by 10. Yechosh Rashbash. And if it not put them together, negate the case of 10, which again does happen when, let's say, eating hotels and you have groups together. Or two different tables over here. Well, this halacha does come up. You get to whether they have a Shabbos, whether they have a Pesach. That lechora put the groups together would be a problem, and because of Rashbash, and not put them together mitzvah sugya v'elokeinu. Now, one more step over here. We said two separate things over here. We said number one, can you make a chalais, machlekes? Number two, we said over here, is halacha negated to one bias or two biases? Also machlekes. You need a daskin. Maisa Mishbur Paskin's one, he says Allah is only 3 and 3, Lukumro. And he says Allah al Daskain, in one time Lukulo, applies only to 2 houses but not 1 house. The question you have to realize, can you put the two of them together, both coolers? You have 2 coolers over here. Let me, can I come along and say that Allah over here is that al Daskain we do not need by 1 house, and even to make a Halash of Zimun, both together? So you read the halacha, the end, Vida, his ending point discusses this question. He said before Shemang Arvam that everyone agrees you can't do that. Why? Because Shemang Arvam has a question, what's the Svar Yishayna, what's the Havamina on the base Yasef? And they get to this chilk over here between 1 house versus 2 houses. Says the Shemang Arvam, the chilk is, he thought, that it depends if it's when it's 1 chabur over here, then you would not need al das, since you have a zimun over here by itself. Therefore, says the Bialocha, his last words are Kumar Shikosov Amag Avram, the Bialocha, that to put two together, every reason does not work. You cannot have in one house that Alocha do not have a case of Al Das, that does not have a case of Zimun. You have to have one or the other. Both of them you cannot have. It does not work hand in hand. You cannot have both of them together. If that's so, I mean, it's coming out Lefi the Mishmur, there are 3 points over here. Negeh to Chalois, Maisei is not to be Machmer. Negeh to one house, not to be Mekel. But take on two Kulos, Maisei that you cannot do. Maisei, they point out, is the Chayodon and the Isdain Fish, and negeh the case in Yeshiva. When you have a case in Yeshiva, a lot of times it's not Aldas. You have two over here, one over here. You make a Zima together. Came on Dain Fisher, and he said, the Maisei, they take two Kulos together, and he can't make a Zima together. Come on, Madani Osh says, but why? Before it should be a lot of Magarvam, the Kulama doesn't work that way. Why they were going to go to Chayodim, before it does not work out in the Cheshbin together. That means that people won't say, Shmuel says, Yerzer, we have Ramo over here. But then Kuftar Gimel, Maisa, they point out, if they're not same together, you have Hobian over there, according to Shmuel, if you know the case of a Zimun and no Das, you cannot make a Zimun. The Zimun is meaningless, it's bottled, it's command a lesson on me. There's no way to put two together over here. One other point over here, the Mechab goes on further and brings down the idea of a Rishus being Mafsik. Now, lately, in the past 2 years, this halacha came very, very negayah. That means we have over here a Ruben Yoino that's brought down by the Orchis Chaim, the Kolboy, different Rishonim, that says this idea over here of having two houses, that a Shamash Vimitztarif, or Roy Vimitztarif, is dafka ones inside one, not one bias, even two houses, but there's no Rishus Rabbi Mafsik Beneyah. There's no public thoroughfare that's being mafsik one to another. Now, first, Mechab brings down Loch Lamaisa, but Losh Yesh Misha Omer, that those who say, does he pass like this? The Kav Chaim writes on this halacha, and Zeklal we've seen numerous times. The reason why he writes, but Losh Yesh Misha Omer, is not Mefosh in all the Rishonim, only some of the Rishonim Lamaisa say it. Therefore, this reason, Yesh Misha Omer, but Avada even agrees to this halacha. So that means it's not, even though it's Yesh Misha Omer, Avada passed this way. Like Gam, they point out, the tshuva by Alochik Tanis, about 400 years ago, it brings down this Rebbeinu Yoino, and he wants a taino. It's against the sugya makas, the Avodah and Beis. Everyone in the Shiva Shiva sectors, everyone should ask the kasha, and he put two sugyas together, and he wants to argue with this Aloha. So Gam, the Kav Chaim says, the Kuli Alma, that doesn't want to argue. Fine, but myself, let's leave it as this halacha, we keep it as is, and I will answer that, the sugya that Avodah and Beis. Building upon this halacha, Moshe the Taz says, even though the words of Ben Yoino is the Shusirabim, the Mechaber, or Haskayim Kolboy, La Dafka Shusirabim, compared to the Sugya in Peah, even a Shvil of a Yochid, even a thoroughfare that a Yochid makes a pass a one to another, two different areas over here, is also still a Nichol in the Ger, to separate two different places over here. Now, and the place can bring it down, you got Aaron, Eliyahu, and after the Pim Gorim, the Archaim, Mishnebura, or Hashulchan, they all bring it down, even a Shvil al Yochid. Now, well, first, the way of Zilbushti, when he brings it down in the Sefer, and Chashugay Chemed, discusses when a person was by a Basak forest, and he wants to have a minion over there, he has 8-9 people, he tells someone else over there to be served to the minion. Might say they have all these passageways to go between the Kvarim over here. So, is that Nichol Negeder of a Shvil al Yochid? You have a Bayah, how in the world can they be served to the minion over here? So once a time now, the whole idea of having these passageways to Mechalik is to Mechalik one place to another as a convenient way to get and to go one place to another. That's if it's one mukkah, it's one area, it's one place. That means a lot of times, especially in parks, you might have a cement thing in between the grass just for the strollers, for the bikes. That's not dividing up, there's not two different areas over here. That's if it's one place. The side over here of a Shvil HaYochid is to make this one place, this is another place. This is one ear, the second area. But if that's in one ear with a path in between, that's not running up the place over here. It's a partial shingle das, you start over here, which sometimes you have to know when to apply it, but then you start over here to separate areas over here. Mishmur is Moisev. Once you say a Shvil Yochid, you bring down the Loch of here, it's only in the case where the Shvil Zia Saibi Moisev Chama, Saibi Moisev Gisham, not Machav one versus another, he says the Losh Nefsher. That's how we seem to go over here. There is one more point over here. The Taz wants a Taina. That's only geir to Zimun. When they get to Nechupa, they get to their Zimun. He wants Taina, the always been Sarif to Minyan. Agam, there is a Shus Ram in between. Maisa the Bialocha brings it down, and the place can disagree with the Taz, when they have defiled garments, and crown the Taz, and therefore being done appreciated by Al-Rab, and others say no. Bishlam by Chuppah, that might be true. When they get to Zimun for the people by the Chasno, they cannot have a Shus Rabim in between. So fine, so we went through what it says, Pekitzer on the page over here. I think it's very simple, not to negate the idea of Zimun. Once in a while it might happen sometimes, but the Kolius does not apply. If I Zimun, if you have a Shus Rabim in between, or even a Shus HaYochid, the Maisik cannot be Mistarev. When it is Negea, the question is this Halacha negate the Sugya of Davening? I mean, the Kolius usually, negate a Minyan, usually is the same halacha that gets Zimun, and usually it's even more halachas. Therefore, it says the Prim God of Mitzvah Nunei, he said, just like over here, we cannot have Rishus Yom be Mechalik, here also, the get a Minyan, also cannot have Rishus Yom to be Mechalik over here. Therefore, being down in Minchas Yitzchak and Tshuva on the Chelik base, it is costing. People go in to down in the fields, and they have roads passing in between over here. He says, once we have this halacha of Rishus Yom in between, it says, even a Shvil HaYochid in between, if a bayad not be mitzarf one with another. With that idea, negated davening, came up the tumult negated corona. I mean, especially in the beginning, where people mamash stay in their houses the first month, let's say Nisan, by Pesach time. And then you have all these porches over here, and everyone's trying to daven with a minyan, and you have one in between. You can have by me, we call a gassi in between, there was three to maybe 16 amas. Even not 16 amas, it could be you have shul hayochid in between over here. You can even argue very stark. Let's say, on my porch, my name is not on his porch, and the guy is on his porch with the second one. Just like Shvil HaYochid Mechalik, but then I could argue very stark, his porch is Mechalik, because that separates me from him. I am one and then three. What's any Chalik over here? So if that's so, if he's not there by Minyan, or not by my Minyan, he gets later Minyan. So the question is, where is the Minyan over here? That was the tumult where this halacha came very prevalent. How to apply it? So again, not really a sugya, but 3 points they point out. Number one, they discuss, do we pass like this? And they ask from three different avenues. In Psak. That means, number one, you can argue with only Yesh Mish Oimer. Lach Tanis wants to argue. Number two, even if you want to say that we pass like this, we say we pass like the Taz, that goes even by Shvil HaYochid. That means the Taz saying in Chiddush, the words that we shine him is Rishus Rab, the Chav Rishus Rab. And number three, who says we take it to davening? It's Prima Godem. They point out Mishmuel and Maisa left it out. Mishmuel does not say it. You have no other chilik is. Mishmuel and Maisa, they point out that the Zilbushin, he left it out. So Mitzad HaLoch Shabai, you have 3 points to argue. On the Loch itself, on Shvil HaYochid, and then they didn't get to apply to davening. But even on its side, they will take on all three, pass like this, which we do. And Shvil HaYochid, which we do, and Lachuri take it to davening, which Lachuri do. Then they have two other svaras. One is they bring down, different swarm being down is a letter by Rav Strombach, I didn't see the letter, or the letter by Rav Strombach, he wants to tell you, when you're on porches, it's from Ma'alam Ma'asara. Once you're Ma'alam Ma'asara, there's no Rishus being mafsik one to another. It's all one area over here. If it's all one area over here, next time you come along to Mitzarev. What?
Even
Rishus Rabbin? Yes. Even Rishus Rabbin. If you're staying Rishus Rabbin, no, so once you already have a minion, then you can start for them again.
It's not a minion
up top, it's not a minion down bottom. If you see, no, you mean all the way in bottom? Every test you'll say you have to know a certain case won't apply. That means if the Echlam is on the ground floor, it won't work. Echlam on the ground floor won't work. But in generally, usually, any porch that you usually live by, you saw all over the place, right? You saw, okay, most places we live, all the porches. Okay. We were all over, it was all over the place. I don't know, but most places seem to be that way. So usually, yeah, 20, 30, 40 questions, how many do you count, women, kids, whatever, everyone was all over the place. Now, that's a second point. Rav Strombach says, the guy might see those more fakfik, why he's saying that for him. And the third point, they bring down the Moshel Klein, what's the title, that that's only when Rishus Rabbin is being mafzik, because they're using Rishus Rabbin, mitzad, people pass by, but let's say you're davening there, you can't tell me it's mafzik if people are davening there. People were diving in the street. So this is part of, it's like electricity attaches them one to another. So if you have one over here, one over there, and in the street also, that's part of the minion. If that's part of the minion, there's no problem over here. Again, these are as far as you have to deal with. Now, Sugya, that seemed to be why the Olam didn't make minyanim.
It's like diving in the aisle of an airplane.
I'm not sure the connection.
Shvil HaYochid to diving in the...
No, the airplane is a little bit in one area. I don't think that's a Shvil HaYochid. I don't think it separates the two. Fine. Now, upon these klum over here in Sif Aleph, to go through certain cases. The first shot they discuss is yeshiva. How exactly to look at yeshiva? That means yeshiva, there really are two separate cases over here. There's a yeshiva when he's eating at one table, and then the yeshiva when he's eating at two separate tables. That means one table we already discussed over here, that it really depends why he's sitting and eating at one table. That means the Gosh Maimi says eating something b'mikra does not make it any serious over here. That means certain times you sit down next to the guy, you have nothing to do with him, he has nothing to do with you. I do not think, you can argue the point, guys will argue with me, but I don't think that's different than getting a Zimun accuser. I have nothing to do with each other, there's no serious over here. I don't know his language, I don't know who he is. I haven't seen him next to him for 10 years, I don't know his name.
Sure.
Then there's. What?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. According to Amar, yeah, according to the Mishmur, no. I don't think that anything to do with Shlomo Zalman. They're better eating together. Shlomo Zalman, I'm eating together, there's anything common started at the end with you. Nothing with Shlomo Zalman. I'm not eating with him. I think newest people, they're sitting together with their chevra, their yeshiva, their kvutza, their chaverim. I think yeshiva, they do it all the time, the mekum kvuas. Might be, I think, the first level of Beit Shai, no. Second level of Beit Shai, yes, right? Everyone, second level has set seats and they're all sitting together. The first level is free for all. So you might sit in the same place. I think that will be definitely together on one table, a get of Tziruf over here. That's the Gela, again, that's Kuftat Gimel. To get to us, Kuftat K, we're sitting at two different tables, two different Chaburas over here. How in the world do you look at yeshivas? Among the swarms seem to be two main Hanogas over here. Dain Weiss, the Maisa, has a tshuva about this in the Cheliches. He wants a taino, the Etzem, a person over here, then Nichol, that were eating adas to eat together. We're being mitzvah, we have das, so Nichol to sit down together. Except, we can't sit down together, we're 100 people, so you sit there, I sit there, we're all together in one thing. Therefore, Maisa, Roin works, and over here, das works, and Maisa, can person make it, what? Shamash. In the Shiva, is no Shamash. You take your food and sit down. And he wants to tie now that in yeshiva, and even two different tables, the Be'etzem, he wants to tie now that Be'etzem is eating together. It's just a lot of people, so we'll spread out. Be'etzem, that's one place. Then Ben Yomazilba has a true battle in the Chelik Zayin. And Dain Fisher says, he wants to tie now, even though each, he wants to say how far to take it, that the way how Dain White says, Dafku, each table has its own Zimun. But Dain Fisher, Lishitasu says, we do not need that. We need to make a Chelik Zimun. Two over there, one over there, that's all one area over here, that's all nichol together, and therefore you can make a zimun over here. Chaim goes that way, the yeshiva of Etzim is one. Asana Shani, I think the Elam here, I think we'll more agree this way. It really depends on the tsura of how a person and why they're eating in this situation on two different tables. That means when the Issa Shlomo Zalman, he says it really depends. If there are groups eating together, these two tables, these three two tables, they're groups. But you have nothing to do with him, I have nothing to do with you, so. As far as why should make it, a common one yeshiva over here, might be a small yeshiva, might be 50 guys, what does one have to do with another? And therefore, what's Hanel Chor? We have nothing to do with one with another. However, for example, they say, Nashkan is a yeshiva, he writes about this, so they asked him. And one time, in the get to Shabbos, all sit down to eat together. Right? We have a meal, 40 minutes together, 50 minutes together, a gam, each one has their own group. But that's a tzivu over here. We're all eating together, that's one meal, where a lot of people will spread all out. But during the week, to say that the guy over there has anything to do with me, as far as very hard to understand it, the way how he wants to give the getter, he wants to tie it, it really depends. If a person sees an empty seat on this table, and the people there, and he goes to eat another table, that means he has nothing to do with them. Why do you take that seat? But forget, if all the seats are taken, but if it would have been an empty seat, he would have sat down over there, but it was taken, so sat down over here, right, the next table over, so that's why I'm eating with them. You want to tie it, that the said over here is that what would you do, why are you doing it for? How are you eating this? The idea of a table is not, again, there's one shulchan, two shulchan. The shulchan is not the seed, but it's a simon shaboy. The simon, usually one table we eat together, two tables we're eating not together. But if you don't have a table, or right, you walk in the street, you all say, let's stop, let's eat together, there's no table. You don't need a din table over here. We need to be eating together over here. So if we're eating together, again, we're next to each other, and not on the same table, that's the chanagin of Zimun. If there's an empty seat, a lot of times I see empty seats, but forget, I don't want to sit there, I want to be left alone, I go over there, I'm not eating with them. That's not enough to get up being a together one with another. So I think the starkest part is, you look at the tzura of the meal, and the achila, and the people, they get a hat to look upon it. That means on Shabbos, I think all the tables are. That the bottom, we sing together, one guy says, Torah, hopefully, this is usually a camaraderie, one to another. Again, we have nothing to do with each other. Again, we don't speak the same language. They get in the week. I don't think there is. They do it from Zalman in classes, which again, we're going to get to Corona, where classes ate together in the classroom. So let's say 7th grade, 8th grade, you have a mitzvah boys together. Each one had their own desk over here. They said, it's the fact that you have your own children. So what? Bets if you all eat together, you all schmooze together. You bets in one group over here. That is nothing to get of being together over here. How far to take this? They discuss a little bit of chasna. Is that the chasna, the same idea of yeshiva? You have two malchim over here? Oh, no, yeshiva chal karbe.
They're not shaychas, they're two different sides. They don't know each other already.
Step by step. So first, the urges for what you're saying, very nice, the Shai Dublitsky wants a taino, it's like mamash, like yeshiva, we have nothing to do with each other, and that's why he has a hard time. How in the world are we saying elokeinu? How much air breath? What's going on over here? How can we go do that? I'm not nothing to do with you, nothing to do with me, each one of their own table over here. And he says, has been saying elokeinu? To look at me aloha. Because according to me aloha, he came at Sarf 10, we have a Rashbash over here. I might look at me aloha. Maisa, the Ilam says, the not the way. The reason why we're all coming over here, not because I have to eat, you have to eat. We're not coming for the chasna's food. We're coming all for one reason, to mesmeir chosu mekalo. And be'etzem, they point out, let's say we share bracha, it's a small group. 10 people, 20 people, will be one long table. We will all sit together. Even though we're two different sides of the family, we will all sit together. Just as a lot of people here, and therefore everyone wants to pick their own group, right? The young people will sit with the young people, and now they tell me I'm the old people, I sit with the old people now. So each one sits in their own group, you know, the one speaks English, the one speaks Hebrew. Since, you know, there's so many choices I have, I'll pick one over another. But we're all here for what? Simulus Chosim Kala. And we have a small group, we'll all sit together. I would pick your table. I would sit next to you. Except I have better choices. I have other choices. I have other ways. I can sit in the corner with my computer. I won't do anything with you. So for that reason, I'm picking that, but etzim, I'm part of the chasna over here. Therefore, the Yisrael B'Yashim says, we get the same thing to get the chasna, we didn't see him. Same thing said over here. And Shabbos, and Avosim, and Avosim, and Avosim, and down. We are, etzim, one group. Not the Yisrael of Shabbos, not the Yisrael of Royan, not the Yisrael of Nidas. We are, etzim, one chaburo. The third side over here, or seen as a true, we want to say nichol and geder, but nichol and das came to be sabbed together. Which then you have to get involved in kolom, das, roi, and shamish, how much? Again, I think the svara, you can argue stark, is that yeshivas really depends what you would do if there's an empty place by the table. And that's a lot of people are not sitting together, therefore cannot make a zimun together. But I'm saying my chasa, we're all coming for the chasa, the kala, and that's we're one and the same goal all together, and therefore we can make a zimun together, because we are betzim one chabur over here, that's just spread out. So it depends on what classes you buy, and also it depends on what type of chasna. Yeah, I mean, certain classes, the real yeshiva she wants, they just put down and people just take from the it depends. Also, you come to the end, they put the buffet, those also won't work out. But you don't need that, you won't need the klalim. Again, you get the other bayah. If you need the klalim, you can't and stop together. You can't make a zimun, right? You can't and stop for 10, you can't and stop for 3. It's only time lochah daf begin 3. We want to get around this question. No kolam out the window. We don't need the chalais, not chalais. Stop. We are one group. We're not different chaburos. We're one chabur over here. Now they discuss you're eating in a hotel, you're eating in a restaurant. You have people, groups of people over here and there. Then echanami. What do? You spend mamash a week with a person on Pesach, right? When they start singing, you sing together, and a lot of people in the dining room sing together. But you're not one group. You have five different groups. You might sing together. They might be frilling one with another, but then you don't have the kolam over here. You can sarf telekenu. Maybe you go over and sit by him and eat together at the end. Maybe, yeah. Otherwise, since their places cannot be sarf. Which then leads to an interesting question. How do you look at camp? That means, does one taina, certainly on Shabbos, camp is one big meal. We all eat together. They get the color war. It seems that also, since we're all going to sing together, we're all teams over here, that side, this side, and they bench out loud, so my son says, okay, no, they all bench together. But they get to the stam meal during the week, let's say they give out French toast for breakfast that people watch. What is that? What is that exactly? One bunk being mistaken for another bunk. Are we eating together or no? This is my bunk, that's your bunk. Therefore, let's say this table has 5, the other table has 6, because usually not everyone gets to the table. So then it can be served together, coin dash, bash, you'll have a bayah over here, before you need a klalim over here. Otherwise not. You can argue maybe a camp is best in one group over here. It maybe depends what type of camp you're in. Some have clicks, some don't have clicks over here. Yish lo de yish lain. Fine. Simukum sadek vav. Over here we have a simon about people who are eating things that are osir. The person being misarif to a zimun over here. So we have a mishnah of dafim hay that discusses a person eats tevel or maisurisha, maisheni kudaimo, eats lots of gazayas. The mishnah is very clear. The halacha is it cannot be mazam olav. Says the gemara in dafim zayin. What's the chiddush of tevel? The maisis also is pshito. So the gemara chiddush, even though it's tevel midirabbanon, still the halacha over here is a person cannot make a zimun over here. That means starts with mechaber with this halacha. I think it's also whether it's drabbanon or deraisa. There is no chiluk. You cannot make a zimun. So let's say an example. Something is a sofik deraisa. Speaks out the prim god of what the halacha be in that case. Might be mutter. Might be a deraisa. We pass with sofik deraisa luchumro. Whether it's not deraisa the rajbo or drabbanon the ramban. Rambam won't make a difference. Still, my sis also. If you cannot make a zimun, even something that's a sovik deraisa, you're not sure what you ate over here. Might be treif, might be mutter. A lot of times you ate things by accident that are sovik. Cannot make a zimun over here. The geta a sovik drabbanon. Come along the kavachaim and says the ma'isa halachas you can eat lechatchilo. So bolu kulo. If will not be, this halacha will not apply. That means the geta sovik, which does happen sometimes, people by accident eat it. You cannot make a zimun upon it. Now, the shell they build from this is discussing Zimun over here. And they said of Zimun, either Lashonis or Lachonim is not next to a Kvias, or it is Kvias, not next to that you ate anything over here. There's no Shiut over here, Rachilo or Kvias. What about the Geta Bracha Rishaino and Bracha Achroino? Is that also the same Allah when he eats something that's also over here? So they first start with the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the book of Brachas to Barak Aleph. This halacha is that a person. A person cannot make a bracha. You cannot make zimun, not a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. A person cannot do when they ate something, whether it's shogeg or amazed. Now, first, to understand the idea, he said the words of a shogeg and an amazed over here. I think there's a known nesivus. Nesivus is called when a person does a vera with shogeg, is that nichon geto and a vera that you have to tshuva? So, Shogeg of the Rabbanon. So come along the Sivas and it says this is Rambam and Hilchos Mechira. Rambam Perkta Zayin, wrote down in Yodei Sim Kuf Yotes, wrote down by our Taz right over here. Our Taz brings down the Yodei Sim Kuf Yotes in Sifu Gimel, also Choshevish, but Sim Gimel Shalom and Dalit. The Mechaman is closer when a person that buys something that is non kosher and he eats it. Is it Nichol get a Mechach Tois and he gets his money back? Says the Mechaman, the Rambam, it depends what you bought. If you bought something that's an Issa Deraisa and you ate it and you had enough, might you didn't want it, it's like a choice to get your money back. Mash Enkein, if it's Rabbanon and you ate it, you want to make a choice, since you have enough, might you not get your money back. Send the Shach, how far do you not get your money back? He says, in the case over here where you ate it, and it would have been kosher, it would have cost $150, because kosher food costs more. Now that you ate it, it's a Moorish treif and only cost $100. Still, you don't get your money back. Not only you don't get your money back of $150, even the $50 difference, you don't get your money back. Get back nothing. Because you ate it. Fakta achrenim. Why? The maisa, you ate treif, true. Don't want to get your money back for what you ate, $100. At least $100, but the extra $50 that kosher food costs. You not get kosher food, you got treif food over here. You ate treif. Why are they only paying for it? It says in the Sivas, you signed, can the Isra Bonon? They did a shogeg, ain't tzarich shum kapara. Kilo la'avadami, you ate kosher food over here. You ate kosher, it's $150. It's ke'ilu, you didn't know a vera kiyuza. And the olam likes being stomach upon that for different things over here. The person that does a shogeg, abundance, not a vera kiyuza. What is the yisoid over here? The yisoid that I'm going to point out, where is the yisoid abundance coming from? So the Gemara on Shabbos, and the Chavdal brings down, say something, do not turn from the right to the left. They tell you something, you have to listen. But that means who's the is on? You have to listen. This is on the gavro, not the food is usher. You have to listen. Let's say you did not, no one told you anything, or did not know it was being told. That means, let's say, for example, a marshal, your father wants you to do something, wants you to take out the garbage, but he never told it to you. Are you even keeping up aim? He never told you. You don't know. Not even keeping up aim, Mishagay. There's no avera. I did not turn away from his words. So the whole idea over here of the Rabbanim, Chum tell you something, and I like Sasa, and he's Sasser, I'm even the Issa of a Rabbanim. But I don't know about it, I did not turn away from the words, I just lack my knowledge. If the rice of the cheft itself is also, I ate iser. Right, so iser abonus and the sheva, the shrega under abonon, there's no din tshuva. Why? Ain't sark shum tshuva, kilo of it any iser. He didn't know avera at all. Now, the question is, come along the Rishon Mezalmin, this halacha. The Rambam says, what's halacha? When you ate something, bein bezadin, bein b'shegeg, halacha is, you not make a bracha, not b'tchila, not b'sayif. You see over here? It is nevera. The Rishon Mezalmin, this is a raya against the Zivis. Elamai, you tell me what food is different. The case over there is food. No chiltuvim in the case of food. If you want, they're being down before Shem Shabu and Simon Shin Lamadalad. It says when a person, when he moves books on Shabbos, a shogi d'rabbanon, he says you only have to fast 40 days. About 40 days. Fine. So shogi d'rabbanon Shabbos, someone says Shabbos is different. But Pasha Shabbos is the same sugyo. Shogi d'rabbanon Shabbos, moving muksa, only fast 40 days. So we have, l'chor, number one, Pashas, you have a kasha against the Sivas over here. It's at our sugyo, our Rambam. And l'chor, we do not pass like this. They do get involved with, let's say you want to go like the Sivas, someone to go like the Sivas. Can I now cause you to do a shogi d'rabbanon without your knowledge? I tell you, I'm going to open up a store over here, say I'm going to sell parva cheeseburgers, the cheese is parva, and everyone eats it, everyone enjoys it, and it's real cheese. But the ma'isa, since it's not cooked together, no ister rice, only ister d'rabbanon. Everyone's enjoying geshmak over here. Kuhn the Sivas, he didn't know avera. He didn't know what, doing avera, what do I do wrong? Listen evil to what? Listen to something that's water. He enjoys a wonderful cheeseburger. Can I open up stores and sell things that are treif to Rabbanon? Great child over here, Mashkiach. Can I open up stores over here that treif to Rabbanon? He's not even a very according to Sivas. I'm not even lifting over here. What's wrong? He's not doing anything wrong over here. So, as Rav Eichmann discussed this question, he says it's food for thought. Food for thought. Maisa, you cannot do that because even if you're holding the Sivas, the Sivas still writes from the Sribas, so even it's the lift neighbor. Why, either the way, how the Arsameach says it over, it's how the sugya of quoting and Abonik Eder Eisen Tikkun, I'm sure Mazam goes this way. Umertad, when the Achiezer says it over, it's Nichol Ged of Eitzel Shein Ogenes. Either way, the Maisel, even the Issel of Neiver. That means you cannot. What? That's a great question. The Timtum Alei with the Issel of Gavro, we don't know about it. Shach sounds like it is in the Sim Pei Aleph, Maskim, in your day of Pei Aleph. Sounds like there is a Timtum. I said it's from that Shach. That's very good. Baby. What? I said the simon, you said the word baby. Fine. So we have a loch over here that's the water, number one, don't pass line in the Sivas. Number two, even two, the mice said, don't tell a person you ever had to lift neighbor. Which they do get involved with also over here when you do something called nefesh or makam ma'inis over here. Can I cause a person doing a very ma'inis? Is it islif neighbor? That means I know of mice, a guy wants to light on his room. So a guy comes in, he tells him, oh, koch nefesh, put the light on. The guy puts the light on, goes back to reading his book. The guy's like, I put on the line of you on Shabbos. He's like, yeah, you have koch nefesh. You was a heter. You was a mitzvah. And me, my bad. Fine. That's why I show you I was there. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. But my idea, we don't do these things. Great question. Why not? But the getter is, have to look upon it. Fine. So my idea, we have this. We have this. My idea, not make a bracha, not betchil, but not besayf. But it's just a case of a shogi one mason. This halacha, like the Rambam, they bring down its ruah, its ritual, and the Ben Yeruchim, they bring down this tzad. Atzal Hasheni, they're very clear again in the Beis Yosef, bring down, and the Ravid that the Rosh and the Torah passing like. And this whole halacha is in the Mishnah, dafka by Negeta Zimun. Negeta Brachu Shena Bracha Achorino, truly Gemara says, in the Ela, a case of Niyotz. Fine, it's disgusting, but still you have a Chiyah Bracha over here. Aslan Gza Ela Lisha Bracha. Devo says the Torah, like the Rosh and the Ravid. You have a Chiyah Bracha over here. So you have machlokes over here, if you have a chiyuv bracha or not, and the Rashba, the Beis Yosef brings down one way, the Megillah and the Torah brings down the Rashba another way, and the serious Rashba and the Tshuva versus Chedushim, what exactly he holds. Maisel, Hannah Paskin over here, you have a chiyuv bracha on things that are osir. So the Beis Yosef says he has rayas against the Ravid. He says it's mafosh to sefta that way, it's yishalmi that way, and therefore at the end of the day he says it's a Rashi and Ben Yoyna, the Apostle of Maisel, we do not make a bracha, not betchila, not besayif. We're talking about Levosh, the Bach, therefore the Archa Shulchan, the Gevarim, Ksav Seif, and they paskin, we do not make a bracha. Atzal Hasheni, there's a long Taz over here, he has Kamarayis, he has Shlodov Nizrayis, Mekan Lakan, but he's Maisel Machriya, depends on the case of a Shogig or a case of a Mezid. What kind of a case of a Shogig, of that you make a bracha? Now, what does it mean, shogeg? To get a bracha choyna, very simple. they get the bracha yeshiva, the nafkamina they want to point out, do I say amen when I know the thing over here is also? Or the one time maybe in case of oinis definitely get a shagig. Well, Maisa, we have the shach, the taz on the paskin, the chilutin in the case of a shagig versus a meitin. A shagig, Maisa, we do make a bracha. And therefore, the El Rab, the grass, and the Mishpul, the Maisa goes this way, that we do make a bracha. Among this farm, the Maisa, it's machalik, it's a shokel. Do we go like this mechaber? Well, Maisa, do we go like this taz over here? An interesting case they discuss, Shlomo Zalman says, let's say you have a chilani over here, he eats some food over here. The Maisa, the end of the day, the Maisa was kosher. He's like, when it's after Zimun, they pick up the bag, and Maisa, what do you know? Kudatz. No problem. He wanted to go eat anything. Betrayed, kosher. He had kavanah for chazer. He ate tzla. Zimun Shlomo Zalman, he didn't care about tevel, barlo, trapez, everything. He didn't care about kiyuza. It just happened to be that was a store. It happened to be it was a cheap price. He bought it. He gets a vowel. Of course, he's even Israel. Kavanah for chazer eitla. Eiv Hashem yislacho. He's even a vero. If so, you can't answer amen. You keep it safe to Zimun. No shaykh is one time. Because he is even a vero. He's discussing about the amen baker. He said, you cannot answer amen to his brachas. You tell me, you know, we want to save him. Make a brach over here. And I see, he doesn't care. I'll make a brach on Travis. He put it, he thought it was Trafe. Lo and behold, the badats. One time, I see, he can say amen to it. They do discuss how far to take this Yisrael over here. Let's say you have things that are Trafe mixed together, things that are kosher. So there's one case, let's say, it's a piece of meat that the shchito, but it's dam there. There's chela there. It's not manukar. What's that case? The same piece over here. Shlomo Zalman is mistapik. But taking more of a case, let's say you have a sandwich. The meat inside is treif, but the bread around it, the maaser, is kosher. Kind of a Berman's over here. Do you make a brocha with chela b'soif inside the kosher? No, see, eating it together, bite to bite, that's me, ain't treif over here. So our chushulim and maaser over here, we have two things mixed together. You make a bracha on the kosher. You do make a bracha. Shem Kosim, you did not. The Pesach can say you make a bracha on this case. Just building upon that, they wrote a letter to Berkowitz. The person was coming religious. He's having a hard time with his family over here, like keeping kosher. Family gets very upset. They want to go out to eat different things. So they finally got them to eat vegetables. Vegetarian, that's okay. Vegetarian is fine. Kosher is a problem. So be a vegetarian over here. They have all these fruits and vegetables in the house. They serve them for supper. If baya is, they don't buy gush katif. They have things that have bugs inside. The guys can eat it. It's not holding it by the level of keeping conscious fully. He wants to know, does he make a bracha over here? It's not these vegetables have bugs inside. Is that a teruvus or not? So one question wants to know, something that's muxin betloin. Do you make a bracha? Number two, he asked, I might be worse. But I said, do you say over here that you have lettuce and bugs? Like you have a treif and a bun around it, or food mixed together. Number two, he asked for Berkowitz, what's the lachastam? You have any ikker and tuffle? Do you make a bracha on the tuffle? So first, the Berkowitz passes like this are Shulchan, any teruvus that you have, you make a bracha on the kosher. A gam, the teruvus is osir. A lot of things inside are osir, but you make a bracha on the kosher. Goes on further, however, lettuce that is muxik b'tloim is not teruvus. The lettuce is osir. In itself is osir, you take out the bugs. It's not like you have a mixture of two things. You have, again, a bun over here, you have meat inside, two separate entities. The lettuce itself is muxin betloim, the lettuce itself you can eat. Then you cannot make a bracha. We go to the further and says, if you have a whole entire salad over here, it says usually there are onions inside. Onions are not muxin betloim. He says, make a bracha, shahakal on the onions. You have a whole salad. Whatever is not muxik, you can make a bracha. Whatever is muxik, you can make a bracha upon it. If it's the thing itself that's the bugs have it inside.
When you eat a sandwich, aren't you eating everything together?
Yes, so again, Darfur said eating it together, teruvus, does not make a difference. Since in one bite it's kosher and treif, it's in the berry with hatter. You make a bracha, what's hatter over here? Now, we have this halacha that was saying there's an isser to eat something that's osir, and it cannot be mezamin, and machalik can get a bracha yushan and achorino. What about something that's demai? So, come on the Mishnah, and the Gemara explains that the Mai is a person can mezam upon it. Why? Explains the Gemara, because since a person they want that can be mak in the chosim and become an oni, and they worry for the case of the Mai, therefore the loch is, it's nichal as if they're mutter to eat it, come the osir right now, and therefore there's no problem against the sugi of zimun. So, first, the Chazal speaks out, let's analyze it. Tevel, you can misakin, you can't make a zimun. Demai, you can misakin, mafker, you can't make a zimun. What's the difference between demai and tevel? He says, it depends where the tikkun is. In demai stays, the chefta stays as is. I'm misakin myself, I'm kamanoni, mafker all my nechosim. Tevel is, I'm fine, I'm misakin the chefta, that does not work. The chefta itself is the problem. That I cannot be mazamin. That's first the chilug maybe between demai versus tevel. Also, they speak out, what's the lumdus over here? Let's think about it. I can't be mafka my nechosim. L'maisa, I was not mafka my nechosim. So if it's osir. So why in the world is it working over here? It's not, I could be mafka my nechosim. So come along, Chadnish, the disciple, others being down, they said over here, that's called an issekal. The fact that we could be mafka, I can't get to it, they call it in the Lashon Chum Ba'amo, it's not an issegomor or issekal. Something that's very kal over here, and I can get to it, therefore, a person has a right to make a zimum upon it. It's not that strong of a veneer, so therefore you have a right. That's more thing.
So I said by nether, we say
it's zimun. It's zimun. It's only case of a brachol.
The Mechaber says by nether,
it's
one close by you didn't matter nether.
That's correct. By the case of a nether, Mice is also right now, I can't get to have to undo a change of situation over here. I think about the Chalukas. The Mice, again, they point out over here that we have cases over here that the Issachal, and the question is, what is Nichol in the category of an Issachal? That person's Yodai, for him to undo, Mice go eat it. So, first, there are a couple of cases that Achrenim over here discuss. One is, let's say you have milk and bread. I should owe you one time. I came home to my house, Ereshuas, and they made a bunch of loaves of milk and bread. Butter inside and mamish. And people were eating it right then and there. I says, Osir. I look on the Simon telling Zayin, you can't make milk and bread. Osir. So right away, I took out the person eating from the mouth, and the person tried to spit out. So the question over here is now, can you bench? Can you make a zimun with that? What? You can't make milk and bread unless, in Shulchan Aruch, you have a simon. That's milchix, like pizza on top, or cheese on top. Or it's a small amount, eating one meal. They made a bunch of rolls. Come on, Kirei over here on Sif Aleph and discuss this. What?
One meal?
So the question, what did they get in? One meal, 3 meals, 2 days, yantim. They made a lot. Well, no, that wasn't a shabbat. I might say the cash in the oven. But now, the chura. Machlokes. Now, come on, Kirei over here and discuss this. That negate this situation, that since a person can make a small amount over here, just like he says, a person can be mafkiz nechasim would work. But also, if he wants, he can machal give him a small amount, him a small amount, and his small amount. So they can do that. Therefore, nichol get of the idea of demai and issekal. Therefore, a person can mezam and make a bracha upon it. Meister, he ends off ayin prima godim. Look at the prima godim. Oh, kul samaches, where he sends you to kiveger. Over there, he says you cannot do that. You cannot be mezam. Not be mevarich. One of the ways they want to explain the machlekes, when you say this, you can argue with the machlekes over here is, kiveg and prima godim is it true when you make tons of bread, you can mechalk in different groups over here? So the kodesh halachas, he wants to tie that scoop with the machlekes, you learn the sugar over there, most places in my style are machlekes, it says once you make too much, it's also ready, you can make it in small groups. Kiveg sounds like you can, prima godim sounds like you can't. That's one case how they want to apply this to the halacha demai. The second case is, come on, Aruch HaShulchan said, let's read the words of the Rambam. He says the case of demai. He says the lochez can make a bracha chilo uvesayif, v'chein kol ki yoytze behem. Anything like this, what's ki yoytze behem? He says if you learn the sugya bishul akum is one of the kuladikas durabonos. Says the Aruch Shulchan bring your ayah. The lochez is when you cook anything in a pot, the pot's a treif, if the food's treif. The get to bishul akum are the kelim treif or not. So the machlokes Rashi versus Ra'ah. Maisa, we pass in the Chumro, Mechava says that by Bishul Akum, the kelim are treif. That means, again, I've been to different times in restaurants where the guy put on the food on the fire, and then Mashkiach comes later, and yet we'll take care of everything. The kelim are treif. That means you don't have good Mashkiach, you have no place, you have Mahajan places, then by the kelim is not treif. So fine, so we have this kelim over here, treif, coming to Aruch HaShulchan, but even though we pass in the treif, but since the Machlekes, even though everyone knows by Kli Cheres, you cannot do a goal 3 times, not be something in the Baal, it's a Shito. A Bishul Akum is a cool digger Rabbanon, you do a goal 3 times in Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres, a Kal digger Rabbanon. says the Aruch HaShulchan, therefore negate over here the same sign. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Issachal. Therefore negate the sugar of a certain person ate a bishul akum, which sometimes people eat. They find out, oh my gosh, there's a bishul akum over here. Can you make a zeman out of it? Or can you make a bracha mishana achorin afterwards? The Maisa comes out, the person can't make a bracha mishana achorin afterwards. Now negate the zeman, I'm not sure you can. Because over here it said two things over here. Number one, it says that it has been Issachal. Also, it has to be biyadoi. The what? Either machkin achosim, or we can machalkin making small pieces. Otherwise, zimun for won't work. So I don't think the Aruch HaShulchan says you have right to make a zimun afterward. Only to get the bracha yishana and achorino. The guy might see others from Biskajubi's down, Aruch HaShulchan, they get a bracha achorino and zimun. I don't think it works with zimun. That's the second case that they discussed. Third case discussed, same thing to get the chalavak. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same beside. It's a kal, and cash into a case of Klicheris over there, of a gal being three times. The gamel luchal akum is machloek, it was the same sugar as mishal akum and not. Maisa over here, the before shiritva, which the Aruch HaShulchan did not have, he writes milchus brachas, that's not true. A person cannot be mezamin, not make a bracha on the case of chal of akum. Machloek is. The fourth interesting case over here is, also, Maishaya, a person that did a mais on Shabbos, the person of Patech Bahala, as once a person's house, Patech Bahala, the crack pot. Plug is out, hanging out a little bit, they stuck it in. Because they're having tons of guests, 20 people over there. And now the food of mice is also on Shabbos, and the kelim of mice is also. So now on this food over here, fine, can you eat it? Can you eat it? Shalal, shaggy, mezu, had a little case of balo. Can you make a zimun upon it? Make a bracha shen, make a bracha kwen upon it? It's also the shalal among the svarim, what halach is, if shalat mizamus and surah.
Is that mice?
That case happened not be a mice. But the question is, so can you make a bracha? We should not find it. You unsure, make a zayin upon it, al michi upon it. So Mzama says, "Mistapik, what the local mayor is? Pesach Advil, Ma'aseh, what tiny can make a bracha? A knas, even though it's a kal, Ma'aseh can't. Only one tiny. Ma'aseh usually have a head of a shagig. In the case of a shagig, the Mishnah Paskins can be makel. The Chabad says you want to have to be makel to get a sugar bracha. Fine, that's sefala. Sebei is we're mamshich in a case over here where not that the food is ulcer, but the food is ulcer, but when eating it better." Food's ulcer, mokum sakonim. They have a right to go eat it. Do you make a bracha when the food is ulcer? But in the case of sakonim, the Beis Yosef being down in Ben Yeruchim, the being down in Yad Rama, the Maaseh says you cannot make a bracha. And therefore the Shai Tzin and Simon Reish Dal, which he sends you to, says before Shua, the Maaseh cannot make a bracha. And Tzal HaSheni, they point out, who says you can't make a bracha? Anyone says you can make a bracha on all cases of Isser, the Rosh, the Tur, the Ravit. Surely the Sakani can make a bracha. That means anyone who argues if Aleph will argue if Beit, certainly can make a bracha. V'oi says the Beis Yosef, even those who say you cannot make a bracha on something that's ulcer, Makom Sakani, maybe you can't make a bracha. It's no right from the Rishon who say you cannot make a bracha on it's ulcer. Your best right now it's mutter. The Olam wants to say, what's the machlik sovir? Is Pekoch Nefesh, Nichlin Gedev Chotcho, Udechuyo? If it's Chotcho, mutter. Why do you make a bracha? If it's Tuchuyo, you're eating Isser. Beheter, but be'etzim it's iser. Maybe not to make a bracha. You can argue the point. Is after you say it over here. Maisa, Agam the Bach says not to make a bracha upon the Mokum Zakonu. Again, the Mechav Maisa Pasuk, we do make a bracha. Taz, Magavom. And if you want the Shayat Sin, in Simon Reish Dal, there's a list of Achorinim that we pass with the Loike Bach. It quotes the El Rabba, the Cham Moshe, and the Mai Mordechai, and the Yavitz, and the Graz, and the Chai Odom, the Kisav Seif, and others. All go not like this Bach. We pass against Zakonu, we do make a bracha. Except as the Mishnah Berurah within Simon Reish Dalet, let's say a person has to eat food, but Skots Mehem is for Echol. How the world can eat it? I got my smutter, and I have to cook nefesh, but Chazer, and the mamash turned them off, and he has no, but it is growing in his throat. He has no. Can I don't make a bracha? Not mitzad Sakoni not make a bracha as Isser. Mitzad the sugar that if you have no enough of the food, you can make a bracha. For example, you drink whiskey, you're doing it for social pressure. How can you make a bracha? You don't enjoy it. Things that you don't enjoy, you can't make a bracha. The same thing in the gift, eating sakonim, kof nefesh, we possibly do make a bracha, unless it's chazir, and a mamash hurts you to eat it, you don't enjoy it, echlami won't make a bracha. Now, there is another sugya over here, the gift, the idea of anus, that we had the loch and simon reish dalet, what the chilik is, why when the gift sugya of sakonim, we'll make a bracha, the gift of anus, we will not make the bracha. What the chilik is, that the kasha, taz, magavram, Mishmu and Simon Reish Dalet, we discuss over there what the chalukim are. Now, over here it's very interesting. It's discussing the gift of making a bracha by eating something that's also makom kof nefesh. What about zimun? Again, zimun is always worse in the case of a bracha. Can you make a zimun when you ate something b'makom koch nefesh? The kamal of the people got a tiny is that's reading the words from the mechaber. It says make a bracha. It does not say you can make a zimun. So simply the loch is you cannot make a zimun. Just like you have a head to make a bracha, why should the head not apply also to the sigil of Zimun? Watch Mechal, one versus another. So the Nishan among the Swarm, what to go do, therefore the Swarm on Malakim Bismanazeh say to Mach Negeh to Shem Hashem. Which they point out what the Nafkamino will be, let's say, on a case, let's say the food of the Etzim itself is going to be motor, except on a Tzayim, a fast day. And people will see on Shavuos Mitamos who have a right to eat the chaylim, koch nefesh, the ipe heter. They make a zimun together. You say this is the machlokes over here. You say you should not make a zimun. Over here it says eat koch nefesh, sakono. That's for the food over here is also. Maisa Piskei Teshuva says no. By that case, that's for the food is mutter. You do make a zimun. Chaim says not to make a zimun. Sorry. The case where betzina with all your chaylim. If all the ninth month, all sitting down, sticking out, they don't need mitzvah. It's very clear. Right? The whole idea of mitzvah is because people don't know why they're eating for it. Certain people are very clear why they're eating for it. They don't need mitzvah for it. They do discuss on Tishba, especially this year, via Nitcha. A lot of people will eat on Tishba this year because that is get alike of the Tanasim. Again, if you're the ninth month pregnant, you will eat on Tishba this year. What? Nitcha? Come, it's only Sunday? Oh, sorry, not Nitcha.
Sometimes it
comes out that way. It's on Sunday, not
Sunday.
Okay. So if Tishbav is Nitcha, then we ran again. But even if some of them, let's say people eat on Tishbav this year, is there a din zimun or not? So that one time it's something during Shabbat, you don't make a zimun. Look at my Eretz Tishbav by Shimav Sekis, not make a zimun. Who didn't also on Tishbav, I said not to make a zimun. Again, Yom Kippur also in this culture, you make a zimun not. Shalom among the Svarm over here. Now the question is really sometimes comes out the other way around. Person ate food that is food that's heter, kosher, but that's 100%. The eight bezman and iser, the time is also. The way how Rav Moshe is discussing in Shuvah, person washed 20 minutes after shkia. So he gets involved in Mishibur, says a half hour, what his man is. But let's go on the time that he mamash washed 40 minutes after shkia, his man that everyone says you cannot wash. You make a zimun with him. The etzim, the food is mutter, 100%. But the zimun over here, the ma'aseh, is a question over here. So there seems to be a shala among the svarim. How do you look at it? Shmuel Kamneski, he brings down, you want to make a zimun. Well, I could just like, by the case of Demai, if I want to be mafkin lechostim, if I want, I can make Abdullah. Not the etzim osir, I can make Abdullah over here. I ate before Kiddush, if I want, I could make Kiddush over here. Mamash the case of Demai. The case of the milk and bread, I can want to come. My son, Moshe Tshuva says no. Can't make a zimun. My son ate over here, Bismana Isser. Who says it's a kal? Then my son wants to be machmer. This is shallow over here. How to look at cases when the food by etzim is mutter, ape is mana Isser, when it could have made up dollar case of a kiddush over here. In, right, they discuss some kibbutz or tanaisim, but again, the two different cases, one against zimun, one against the sugar brachas. Now, negate to a bracha, whether one could be, is it worse or better? Negate to zimun, Moshe discusses a case of zimun. Chaim discusses a case of zimun. Negate to the sugar of bracha, the Peshkei Teshuva wants a tiny, that might have still in the case of a shogeg, the might say, you can't make a bracha. Again, you have to know the two different sugars over here, especially for some upon the taz, definitely get a shogeg, first you can't make a bracha. If they do discuss then, what happens to a person who, besides health reasons, cannot eat certain things? I mean, everyone else can eat, it's kosher, but that's 100%. But the Maisa, for health reasons, it's because of nefesh, you can't eat it. But the Maisa, it's a little seder, and he has to eat the matzah, he has to eat the mara. The doctor says you can't, not allowed to eat it. So the Ramashik, if you ate it, the Maisa, you cannot make a bracha. You ate it by Isser. You have no rights to the dove that's also over here. So the Mishlom is Amri, even the Shmatim, or even the Snafshah Seichim. However, that's the case of Mekuach Nefesh. But let's say things that everyone knows that, you know, don't have. Doctor says no salt. Doctor says no sugar because you're diabetic. Now, the way how people understand the word that doctor says no something means not too much. I mean, that's the natural connotation where people understand. Doctor says you can't have any of it. Yeah, not too much, I won't have. That seems to be the understanding by people. Which could be, if the doctor that's true or not. Sometimes mamish means nothing, still people cheat. But on Hoga, I've seen it by mamish, the moin am, it means The idea is not that anything means we cheat a little bit. That seems to be the hanoga, which they do point out. That's the reason why it cannot be semich upon goyim to get to kashrus, because they think when they say no, it's like a diet. It means not too much, you know, no treifus, it's a little bit. Like we do on our, just like we do that to get to our diet. That's Jewish dietetic laws. Also, this means the law chaz is okay. So that's why we're not semich upon goyim, because they understand that. That's how we look upon things. Building upon the diabetics, the numa shuv is what's the locha on the get to brachu yishayna and achorino. So they point out first the get to brachu yishayna is usually a share of mashu. Usually a mashu, I don't think any doctor will say is usually a problem. Just people don't know where to stop by mashu. The mashu turns into a big mashu. It's a big mashu over here. So the get to brachu yishayna is not a problem. The get to brachu achorino, they want to point out, really depends what the amoin am says. It's true the doctor can say whatever he wants. If the amoin am takes it a certain way, people can eat a certain amount as long as not too much all the time, might not be a problem. Again, if the moin am takes on the moisture of the tshuva, how in the world can we ever eat things that are not healthy? How can anyone eat potato chips? Sure, that's the tzibur eats it, no problem. I eat kinsir amam. That look is no problem over here. No, certain people tell you can eat bread, you can eat it, whatever it is. The mice eats it, no problem. Therefore, they discuss mamish by diabetics, Shom Zam and Yashin, both have tshuvas about it, but Shani also. If it's accepted by the Moin Am, not the doctors, but the Moin Am to eat it, even though Ram Dosh, Shem, Besai, Hashem, on that share. Yet more than that share, the more than the share has a bayah. But the share itself, usually, the Bracha Kohen Lechor, usually is not a problem.
What do you
call that share? You have
to ask
the Moin Am. This person will tell you the difference. No, if you don't go the small Shir it's not a problem. Big Shir Kazai, it's not. Now the last point over here is Sif Gimel is built upon Taisa and Dafim Hey. When some people are careful about certain halachas and others are not careful about certain halachas and not medactic upon these halachas, that means the case over there is a sukkah in Erechin that's brought down. When you have a case over there where a kohen lemaisa eats truma and Yisrael cannot eat truma, so the halacha is that it's true that the Yisrael cannot eat the truma, but since the kohen can eat with the Yisrael, therefore when the mitzarev together, Mishmur doesn't mean nothing among Avram. The one who should make the Zimun is the one who can be Mitzar point to another. It says, unless it's a Ma'akim, the idea of the Kiddashri wins out. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Be'etzem says, 4 points over here. Number one, when the case of one person eating Pas Akim, meaning not Pas Akim, but Pas Palter over here, and the bakery over here, that he holds his mutter, other person comes to be Machmer. Therefore, Akim Mitzar with him. But second case of Kohen eating Chalas over here. Those two cases, we can make a zimun. But let's say you have a case over here where the coins in chalas and the other person in pas akum, and each one mapping one upon the other, and the maestik cannot make a zimun. How we end up a fourth point, says Rama. But let's say over here that a person is eating from one kick of the balabos, the ba'etzim, we are bimitsias eating together, and for that we can make a zimun over here. So again, we have this aloha that person medactic one upon the other. The loch over here is negate to zimun. If one can eat with others, no problem. That means the case they speak out. Let's say a person is very mappin not to eat kibrots. And the maestro said, you are eating kibrots over here. Can you make a zimun together? They point out, Pila Sergio, you can eat with him, he cannot eat with you. He might think you're good. The maestro said, you can make a zimun over here, no problem.
We'll get to that.
Another case is discussed, how far to take it. Let's say there are certain people on Pesach, not Lala Seda, they're mappin only to eat matzah yad. Some people make makbid on Pesach only to eat machine matzah. Each one has the makor, each one has a reason why only to have machine matzah because better than matzah yad. So then there'll be ashu, if that's how you make makbid, you cannot be mazam together. That means that in places on Pesach, people have only matzah yad, only have machine matzah. They can be a son in law sitting at the same table, they cannot have a zimun if they're makbid. Not makbid something else, but there are certain times, mamish mishpoko will have this bayah, they cannot be mazam together. Say what?
No, even.
Some of you love, of course not. Now, fine, but Pasha, let's say a person's eating matzah yad, and another guy eats matzah yad, and he's not makbed, you can eat both over here. Again, the Divya Yasser said not to Mitzar, of course, it's not make a difference, of course, if you eat one with another, there should not be a problem over here. Now, how far to take the Yisoid? Certain people that only eat, each one has matzah yad, but I'm only eating my chabura. And you only eat your chaburah, because mine is the briskets and yours, I don't know, whatever. Each one has their chaburah. This is shtovach, it's an echanami. If you're makbid eat your chaburah, because you were there, and you want his chaburah, you have the same bayak, not mitzav, one with another. I got the both matzis yad over here. Building bond is his cost. If I'm makbid, I will not eat this thing. I'll get a pas palter when I'm stuck, I'll eat pas palter, right? Why don't I eat pas palter? I don't. Holy rabbi, don't eat. Same thing like pas palter. His matzah's yad is my pas palter. Now, they discussed the gates, and we negate the kashrus. That means, let's say, I don't eat cherries for whatever reason. He doesn't eat pedas for whatever reason. They eat some chayim, but not biscuit chuvah. So it's the same masugyo, same idea. That means, even that two great ashkrochot, but I don't eat it. That means certain people don't eat certain ashkrochot for whatever reason. Same idea. How far I take it, it's dyed fish. Let's say at Pesach, I don't mish. He bought the same thing that I have. We have the same ingredients, same stuff, same everything. Those have meaning not to eat other people's houses.
Why are you there? You don't mish. Why are you there?
Sitting there talking with them. I put my own food. My parents, when they go to people's houses, they bring their own food. My parents come to me, they bring their own food on Pesach. They bring their own food. They will not touch anything. My father was Barb Aaron Cutler when he was a kid. And the Bar Kol gave my father a candy. He was like 10 years old, and my father, my Zaidi, so Shulaman, as I tell, they Bar Kol tried to give him something to eat. He says, Pesach, we don't mish. So he tried to give tea. No mish, hot water. So the Rebbe said, like, hot water, we'll give you hot water. It's boiled up water over here. And my grandfather said, don't mish. And Bar Kol said, yeah, that's a minute. If you don't mish, you don't mish. So it's Bar Kol defended my Zaidi. If that's the minute, not to mish, you don't mish. Then my father takes it on, he does not eat by his kids, other people, he doesn't mish. He finally comes to us together to make his zimun together, so I can eat with him. But if I say I don't mish and he doesn't mish, we'll have a problem over here. It's not me. But if I say, can make his zimun, it's not me over here. No, Bishmur says it better. He says he can. He says it's better for him not to be the mizamin. Except Asu Kidasha, you all keep the love aim, he can't be the mizamin. Now, this is a case over here, the Makabam down the gate, the sugar of Bosa B'cholov, Ikim and Tzapho with another. What really comes down over here is that the person who ate the Bosa cannot Mitzapho the Cholov, but the one of the Cholov can be Mitzapho with the Bosa. Now, why is that so, Ikim and Tzapho with another? So, the Makabam, the ending point seems to say three different reasons over here why the Bosa cannot Mitzapho the Cholov. Maisi, let him go Mitzapho. He can eat milk otherwise. He says, number one, he has to wait after Bosa. Number two, if he waits 6 hours, it's Shas Ichel over here. And number three, he needs Birchas HaMazon. He has to bench over here. Now, the question is, which one of the three points that Magen Avraham is the Iker? And Afkamino, they point out, L'chur is, what about for carrot? When people eat milchiks, and then you want to eat fleishiks afterwards, what is your halacha? Do you wait a half hour? Do you do a Birchas HaMazon? Do you do a Bracha Achrino? Or not? That means they get to waiting a half hour, those who have this meaning, Lo Bosner had this meaning, Shlomo Zalman had this meaning, and are those who have this meaning. Amoin Am, as far as I can tell, do not have this meaning, but are those who might have this meaning. Boy, they point out, you have to do a Bracha Achrino. The Shlomo, the Prim Godim, the kids of Paschi need a Bracha Achrino after Milchiks. Maiso, again, as far as I know, the Amoin Am did not go this way, you need a Bracha Achrino. They point out, if you take on these Chumas, you know you to wait a half hour, or you know you to have a Bracha Achrino. Says Dain Fish and the Piskachu brings down the Chor, you cannot be Mazam one to another either way. Unless you settle for the bread. In the beginning, I eat bread, you have bread, there's no problem over here. Or one bread over here. Otherwise, if you ate milk, the bread was milk together, you have pizza over here, and then Fleishiks over here, you have a Baya. If Yan Hogi is to wait a half hour, or to Brocha Choyno, talking about Fleishiks, not Mazam for the Milchiks, Milchiks cannot be Mazam for Fleishiks. Therefore, those. That depends on which reason you go with. I said that three reasons. I just said that. Of the two reasons, and therefore I quoted two Svarim that says, therefore, to be machmir on these cases, they point out that I think the Moinam is not machbid, and they have two rights to Mishmur that he cannot hold of this idea of waiting a half hour or Bracha Choyno. One's over here, the one that held the Shuas. He never brings down the idea of Bracha Choyno or winning, not over here, not on the Shuas. And the Moinam is not simply going to do that way to wait. Again, there certainly are Yechidim. You know, lots of people who do wait, who have this bayah, that cannot be mitzarif together in the gate of the sugya of Zimun. But still, he's not going to apply himself to be machmor on either Bracha Choyno or the gate a half hour. Well, I better share next time. Simon Kuhn, Tzadik Zayin.
Go ahead.